Hello everyone, this is Octava Day 17 and this is acoustic or electric or both. Well, I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to play for this except for the first two songs. For me it's definitely acoustic, I think. I might try and find some electric that I do like. I'm sure there must be something if I look through my collection, but nothing springs to mind. And nothing actually sprang to mind for this until I actually started listening to a few things and thinking, oh yes, that might be suitable. The first one I'm going to play is going back a bit in time. I don't know what album it's from or anything. It's from my ex-husband's collection. And it's Don McLean, and I think it's called something like I Never Thought You'd Leave or something like that. It's actually a really sad song, and it's quite personal to me because in 2007, I told my ex-husband that I didn't want us to be together anymore, and it wasn't easy to admit that I had no romantic feelings left for him and I didn't want to be with him long term anymore. It wasn't an easy thing to do at all. It was actually, looking back on it, quite awful, but we are both a lot happier now, and I think in retrospect it was the right thing. With the children of my, especially my younger son, has got a much better relationship with his dad now than he did, and he probably than he would have had if we'd stayed together. Well, I'm not trying to justify it. I'm just saying that's the reality of it. Actually, he's married again. I'm married again, and we're all happier as a result. But this song, I couldn't bear. I've never missed my ex-husband at all. That's how I know that it was the right move. You know, if he came over to see the kids and he went, I never thought, oh dear, I wish we were still together. I never had any feelings like that at all. But when I listen to this, I can't really bring myself to listen to it very often, so I'm being quite brave playing it now, because it makes me hurt for him. In the early days when I said I didn't want to be with him anymore. It's a very sad song about somebody leaving. I didn't actually walk out and leave him, actually, but we had a rather bizarre situation where we both lived in the same house for more than a year and a half, but in separate parts of it. And in fact, after a while, things were very acrimonious at first, extremely, for the first 6 months or so. But actually, after that, we managed to have some semblance of civility towards one another, and I even started cooking for him again rather than having to get out the kitchen by 6 o'clock when he got home from work and having everything cleared away so that he could have the kitchen to himself. And so we almost carried on as normal except for the sleeping arrangements. We used to eat at the same table with the kids, and I think that's from that point we started to be able to build the relationship that we've got now. But this song did upset me, and it's the only thing connected with our breakup that can bring a lump to my throat and a tear to my eye, because it's such a sad song, and I hate to inflict that kind of pain on anybody. And I'm not saying he ever listened to this and thought of that of me, because he probably didn't, but it's just a thought, and just for any relationship breakup, it's never easy. However, or for whatever reason, someone invariably does get hurt, and that's not good. And this is a very sad song, as I say, and it does make me sad for him at that time. But he's all fine now, so I don't have to beat myself up about it too much. But I couldn't listen. I saved it. Before he moved out, I actually went through all. He's got a vast, vast music collection, and I went through and I picked out the best of what I wanted. He let me do that, and this was one of the ones I took it, but I couldn't really bring myself to listen to it at the time.
I feel a trembling tingle of a sleepless night creep through my fingers, and the moon is bright. Beams of blue come flickering through my window pane, like gypsy moths that dance around a candle flame. And I wonder if you know that I never understood. That although you said you'd go, until you did, I never thought you would. Moonlight used to bathe the contours of your face. Wild chestnut hair fell all around the pillowcase. And the fragrance of your flowers rest beneath my head. A sympathy bouquet left with a love that's dead. And I wonder if you know that I never understood. That although you said you'd go, until you did, I never thought you would. Never thought the words you said were true. Never thought you said just what you meant. Never knew how much I needed you. Never thought you'd leave until you went. Morning comes and morning goes with no regret. And evening brings the memories I can't forget. Empty rooms that echo as I climb the stairs, and empty clothes that drape and fall on empty chairs. And I wonder if you know that I never understood. That although you said you'd go, until you did, I never thought you would.
And of course, I got the name wrong. It is actually called Empty Chairs. Now, the next one I'm going to play is and I can't remember who it's by. Someone else can tell me. It's Hey There, Delilah. I'm just going to find it, excuse me. In my professional capacity, not. Right, I don't know who it's by. It's something white, something or other. I'll have a look later. I'll be back anyway with something else, I'm sure. And here we go. Oh, we should have done. Oh dear, I've made a major cock up here. We'll start that again. Okay. It would help if I actually put my speaker cable in. I actually took it out so that you didn't have to hear me finding the right track. Right, now let's try again.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes, listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. what you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. A thousand miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. Two more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. What you do to me.
Oh, I just love that song. Okay, I'm going to go off and look for another track. I don't know what it's going to be. I'm going to try and find something a bit more unusual. And I will be back with you then. Oh, hello, I'm back again. And I've had a quick look through. I don't want to spend too much time on this because I've got other things to do. So I've had a quick look through some of my music. And I actually found Christy Moore, who's got quite an interesting voice, and I picked this particular track. I'm not saying it's the best one I've got from his. It's from the album Ride On, and it is actually the title track. It's the second track on the album, Ride On. I just like the guitar melody at the beginning, so that's why it's falling into this category. So let's hope we have some luck with playing it this time. But we didn't, and I'm not quite sure why.
Alt Tab Windows Media Play.
No matter how I wanted to, ride dawn. See you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on. See you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. When you're riding to the night without a trace behind, run your claw along my gut one last time. I turn to face an empty space where you used to lie, and look for the spark that lights the night through a teardrop in my eye. Ride on. See you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on. See you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to.
And I didn't realise we had a bit of both there, so that kind of killed two birds with one stone. But anyway, I'm going to go off now and find one more track for this, and then I might try and find some electric. Okay, I found one by America. Excuse me, I just unplugged my charger. I'm so professional, it's untrue. And this is Sister Golden Hair.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise? And I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, and I've been too hard to find. But it doesn't mean you ain't been on the mind. Can't make it.
fine, but it doesn't mean you ain't been on the mind. Can't make
both again. So I'm going to pause this and I'm going to find a couple more tracks because I'm having a field day. I could go on all day with this, I tell you. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I might have to eat my words with this, I believe there is a big electric guitar solo in this next track, which is Journey and Who's Crying Now.
Taste of bitter.
Phew, I was beginning to think I imagined it then. It was getting to the end of the song. Anyway, I haven't played any Stephen Bishop. He does some nice stuff. Okay, I think I'm going to come up with one more track. I'll be back to tell you what it is, because I'm sure my time is probably running out. Okay, I'm going to have two more songs. I'm sure no one's going to listen to this till the end. Thank you if you do, but if you don't, I don't mind, because it is very long. And with me talking in between it, it's extremely boring, I agree. I will probably use it when I'm doing dialysis sometimes. It's nice to listen to. I've really enjoyed doing this time, this day, more than any other day. I didn't think I would, but I'm going to end with two tracks now. One, if I can find it, is the second one, is a version of You'll Be Mine, I think it's called, by the Pierces. It's not the version they released, but it is a nice version nonetheless. A guitar with acoustic guitar. And the other one, no one can think of guitars, electric guitar, without a bit of Queen, I don't think. And this is, I've got to say, I think it's probably my favourite Queen track. I think it might be from Night of the Opera, but I wouldn't swear to that. And it is Love of My Life. I think it is one of the most heartfelt, heart-rending songs ever performed by anybody. That's just my opinion.
You'll remember when this is blown. please bring it back home to me, because you don't know what it's to me. Love of my life, love of my life.
Okay, this is my last and final entry, you will be no doubt relieved to hear, and it is going to be the Pierces. I couldn't find the acoustic version. This is the version they released, but there's plenty of guitar in it, so I'm sure it's good enough for anything in this category. So let's hope so anyway, and I'm going to take it away.
Drops in our eyes.